The Israeli-Palestinian conflict is about a lot of things. It's about ideology, religion, history, and without a doubt, it's about land. When it comes to certain parts of the holy city of Jerusalem, the competition for territory has lately been carried out house by house. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
Rivka Al-Kurd and her husband moved into a new house in a Jerusalem neighborhood called Sheikh Jarrah in 1956. They got help from the United Nations and the Jordanian government, which controlled East Jerusalem at the time. The trouble started, Al-Kurd says, soon after Israel won the war of 1967 and annexed East Jerusalem. Al-Kurd says Jewish groups started visiting Palestinian families and telling them the land here belonged to Jews and that they would have to leave sooner or later. She says her family has been fighting a legal battle to stay in the home ever since. In 2009, things changed for the worse. An illegal addition the family built, because they had no permit for it, was taken over by half a dozen Jewish settlers. Now, Al-Kurd and her daughter's family, who also live in the main house, are facing an eviction suit. Three extended families have been evicted from the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood since 2008. Jewish settlers have moved into those homes. But on Wednesday, members of one Palestinian family scored a rare victory in court. They successfully fought off an eviction suit brought by a Jewish group that owns the land the house sits on. The Palestinian family's lawyer, Mohammed Dahleh, says it was an important decision.
The main argument is that the settlers couldn't really prove any of the reasons that, according to law, might be a good reason to evict the family from the house that it has been living in for decades now.
In East Jerusalem, nearly everything about real estate is intensely political. Dahleh says Jewish settlers have a plan for this part of the city, and it's all about politics.
Their goal is clear, which is to prevent the Palestinians from having a continuous Palestinian city in Jerusalem by having these settlements in between the Palestinian neighborhoods. And our goal, of course, is to prevent that from happening, because we do want a Palestinian state and we do want East Jerusalem to be its capital.
That's something many Israelis would oppose, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And judging by the applause he got in Washington last month, much of Congress appears to agree as well.
Jerusalem must never again be divided. Jerusalem must remain the united capital of Israel.
Daniel Luria could not agree more with that sentiment. He's an activist with the Jewish organization called Ateret Kohanim, which is dedicated to promoting Jewish life and learning in the heart of Old Jerusalem. Luria says that includes areas like Shimon HaTzadik, which the Palestinians call Sheikh Jarrah.
In the war in 1948, Jerusalem was lost and divided. Jews were kicked out of neighborhoods they were in as a result of Jerusalem being divided. It took till 1967 for us to come back and unite and liberate old Jewish neighborhoods. Now, you have to understand there were Arabs living in many of the old Jewish buildings and old neighborhoods like the Shimon HaTzadik neighborhood. Okay.
This recent case notwithstanding, Israeli courts have recognized Jewish ownership of Jerusalem properties based on pre-1948 documents. Many of the Palestinian families still living in those homes are now considered protected tenants. Again, Daniel Luria.
The way it works with protected tenancy, and it's not always the case, but in many cases, it's a British law that protected tenant can stay there, his children can stay there if they live with them, and even the wives of the children can sometimes stay there in a place even though the title stayed with the Jews. But at some point, it does revert back to the Jewish owner.
And that's where the legal fight stands today, case by case, house by house. In Sheikh Jarrah, 24 of the original 28 Palestinian families who moved there during the 1950s remain. Simply cashing out is not an attractive option because Palestinians who sell homes to Jews risk being ostracized or worse in their own community. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.